Weather.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 59. For Tuesday, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high near 79. Tuesday night, chance of rain showers late. We'll see temperatures at 62. And Wednesday, showers likely with a high near 77. Currently, it's 60.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Kansas State Board of Education set to take the first official step toward enacting sweeping changes in the way the state's public schools are accredited and held accountable. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the 10-member board is expected to receive a set of new regulations that represent the first overhaul of an accreditation system that's been in place since 1992. Three open seats on the Kansas Board of Regents have yet to be filled, even though the board's next meeting is just days away. The Manhattan Mercury reports that Governor Sam Brownback hasn't named anyone to replace Regents Shane Bangerter, Anne Brandau-Merguia, and Helen Van Etten. As governor, Brownback appoints members of the board. Board members are then seated by the state Senate's Confirmation Oversight Committee. And cooler than normal weather, the trend through at least midweek. Mid-America Network News.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Police in Arkansas City, Kansas, continuing to investigate the death of a pedestrian who was hit by a vehicle. Police didn't immediately release the name of the female victim pending the notification of relatives. The accident occurred Friday evening. Police say she was walking in the roadway when she was struck by a car driven by a 21-year-old woman. A Kansas Department of Corrections employee no longer working for the agency after he mistakenly sent out an email to a newspaper that advised downplaying the need for a special legislative session because of political considerations. Jimmy Caprio, the department's legislative liaison, sent the email to the Kansas City Star Friday after the newspaper asked about calls for a special session to discuss increasing pay for state prison guards. And family members have confirmed through a Facebook post that one of the missing Marines in Australia is Corporal Nathan Ordway of Wichita. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday was mostly routine business, with discussion including a brief executive session regarding the county lease with Frankfort Community Care Home for the building housing the Frankfort Nutrition Site. It was noted the lease runs through 2019. The parties have gone back and forth over potential purchase of the property and related building improvements and costs. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday heard an offer from Central Valley Ag to purchase the property, including the Washington County Airport. They're proposing construction of a large grain storage facility at the U.S. 36 K-148 junction just south of the airport. The elevator would extend nearly 100 feet above the 80-foot FAA limit for structures in the flight path. Officials indicated that the facility would continue to operate as an airport, but pilots would require permission from the property owner to use it. Indications were that four sites were initially considered, and this was the preferred site. They would like to see work progress in the next 6 to 8 months. No proposed purchase price was mentioned in the initial discussion, and commissioners invited Central Valley Ag to meet with them again October 2nd. A disagreement over salary led Rachel Standley of Hayes, who had accepted the position of county appraiser, to turn down an annual salary of $47,000, asking $50,000. Commissioners pointed out that with a 3% increase in January, the total would raise to $49,000, which she also declined, indicating she had another offer of $50,000 annually, working 2 days per week. Meeting then with interim appraiser Bev Finlayson, commissioners said they would work on alternative plans during the next 6 months, the period which is allowed to fill the position left vacant when Francine Cromie left to accept a similar position in Marshall County. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard of overcrowding concerns in the county jail with 54 inmates, which is double capacity. A number are being held in area facilities, which has resulted in over $120,000 in additional cost this year to date. The matter has created staffing shortages and transportation issues. A number of inmates were being held at Washington County, which is also now accepting overflow from the Kansas Department of Corrections and is at capacity. The sheriff has proposed 3 new positions in next year's budget, with 2 dedicated to corrections and 1 deputy, at an estimated cost ranging from $45,000 to $50,000 annually with benefits. No action was taken following brief discussion, and the matter is expected to be taken up again next week. At a special meeting of Marysville USD 364 School Board Wednesday, a decision was made, voting 5-2, to delay start of the junior-senior high classes until Monday, August 28th, due to construction ongoing. The elementary school will begin as previously scheduled, Tuesday, August 22nd, with buses and food service to also begin full operation. The decision followed a meeting Monday with the superintendent, a group of teachers, administrators, other district leaders, and school board members to discuss contingency plans. It was determined that while construction officials indicate the buildings may be ready for occupancy August 22nd, a significant amount of work remains to get technology, HVAC, and other systems ready for students. Again, Marysville Elementary will begin classes August 22nd as scheduled, with the junior-senior high starting Monday, August 28th, with a full day of classes. An injury accident was reported a mile south of Marysville on U.S. 77 Thursday morning about 7 a.m. Brian Estes of Marysville apparently crossed the center line and struck Brandon Edwards of Blue Rapids, who in turn struck a guardrail. Brian Estes was transported to the hospital. Brandon Edwards was not injured. Eugene Wassenberg, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eugene Wassenberg. Peggy P. Lloyd, age 79, of Wymore, passed away on Wednesday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday 10:30 at the Wymore Presbyterian Church. Visitation Monday 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Peggy Lloyd. Gregory D. Stout, age 56, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. A remembrance service is planned Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Grade School Gymnasium. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home at Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Greg Stout. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, corn, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, ribs with kraut, mashed potato, wheat bread, Malibu blend, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperature-wise, we're still going to see nice, cool temperatures across much of the central and upper parts of the Midwest, below average for this time of year. It looks like we'll see temperatures only in the upper 70s through Wednesday and then lower 80s towards the end of the week. We could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms, and then again, more storms for Wednesday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we're going to see cloudy skies, upper 70s, could see an isolated rain shower. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 59, winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high of 79. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers late with a low near 62. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely with a high near 77. Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 62. And Thursday, mostly sunny, temperatures at 82 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 90, record high on this date, 109 in 1934. The average low, 68, the record low is 53 in 1948. Sunset this evening, 8:27, sunrise in the morning at 6:29. 61 degrees, fog yet this morning, winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of August. KNDY News Time at 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
There's no reason not to head to Feldkamp's Furniture today. Not only do they have an amazing selection of the best names in furniture and appliances like Broyhill, Lazy Boy, Serta, Ashley, and Frigidaire, they not only have a store full of yellow-tagged furniture featuring massive markdowns, they also have quick and easy financing in-store. Even better, it's 12 months free financing with approved credit. Get everything you want today. Feldkamp's Furniture on Highway 36 in Marysville opens 7 days a week.
Can anyone stop the Dodgers? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. On Sunday Night Baseball, L.A. continued to roll.
Ground ball up the middle, into center field for a base hit. Turner scores, and so does Bellinger.
On KLAC, the Dodgers blanked the Mets 8-0. L.A. has now won four straight. The Astros walked off.
And that's lined, and over ahead of smoke. Bergman scores!
On KBME, Houston edging Toronto 7-6. The Red Sox have now won six in a row.
Helfried delivers. And a swing and a long drive to left. Will it stay fair down the line toward the corner? Yeah. And it's a home run. Chris Young makes him pay for the intentional walk. A three-run homer.
On WEEI, Austin sweeps the White Sox, winning the final game 6-3. Staying on the diamond, the Padres scored two in the ninth to tie their game with the Pirates at four. In the 12th, Pittsburgh walked off.
High drive to left field. There's no way he's done this. Left field, clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Serpico is back. Sean Rodriguez just won this ball game. I am not kidding.
On KDKA, the final 5-4 Pirates. The Rays also sent the fans home happy.
Swing and a drive. Left field and deep. And for the first time in many years, the Rays have hit a walk-off homer. Steven Souza Jr.
On WDAE, Tampa Bay tops Milwaukee 2-1. NFL news. Sources say the Dolphins have reportedly agreed to a one-year, $10 million deal with quarterback Jay Cutler. In NASCAR, a gamble on fuel paid off in the I Love New York 355. Here's the call on the Motor Racing Network.
Here they come off turn number 7. Truex out front of Matt Kenseth, and Martin Truex Jr. will pick up the win here at the Glen.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Post 163 Legion baseball team salvaged a win in Game 3 of their tournament play in the Central Plains Regional. Marysville had fallen to Park River, North Dakota 5-1 in the first game. They lost to West Salem, Wisconsin 4-3 in Game 2. Marysville salvaged Game 3 from Pierce, Minnesota, winning 12-3 on Friday evening. Marysville goes 1-2 in the tournament play and is eliminated from the Central Plains Regional at Wahpeton, North Dakota.
K-State football single-game tickets are on sale now at kstatesports.com. Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder and the Wildcats host 7 games this fall in America's number one college town, including matchups with Oklahoma, TCU, and West Virginia. Tickets to the home opener on September 2nd start at less than $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seat today. K-State football. 7 straight bowl games and 33 straight sellouts. This is who we are.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Trump administration's goal to reduce trade deficits by renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, not a good one. Well, that's the opinion of former top Obama-era trade negotiator Darcy Vedder. She says that the goal may cause unforeseen and unintentional consequences for farm exports. Vedder was the chief U.S. ag trade negotiator from 2014 until January of this year. She says using NAFTA to close the trade gap with Canada and Mexico could snare farm exports in trade disputes. Personally, she says, I think it's a misguided objective for a trade agreement, and she doesn't believe that the trade deficit is the way of measuring whether or not we're winning or losing on trade. U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer listed deficit reduction as the administration's number one goal in negotiations. Vedder says the administration's goals are mostly okay, but some of the goals, including maintaining tariff-free trade for farm goods and reducing trade barriers through faster ways of solving food safety disputes. Well, she says the president's position on trade deficit suggests negotiations won't be done this year, and says what we have during the negotiating period is uncertainty, and uncertainty can be costly. Well, federal scientists measuring the largest dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico in recent history. The oxygen-depleted area, roughly the size of New Jersey, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the increasing dead zone fed by nutrients polluting washing down from the Mississippi River. NOAA says the nutrient runoff comes primarily from farms as well as urban and suburban runoff. This type of pollution is called non-point source pollution. In the Clean Water Act, it's not federally regulated, difficult to control, and nutrients can cause massive algae blooms that take the oxygen out of the water as it decomposes. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. At a House Agriculture Committee Farm Bill listening session last week in Minnesota, Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says that in Minnesota and other areas of the country, the resounding message they're hearing is the Farm Bill needs to provide an adequate safety net with the poor state of the farm economy. However, he says that means more of a tweak than a complete overhaul of the current program.
Three big areas would be cotton has to get back into Title I. We have to address the dairy program, the milk protection, the milk, the margin protection plan for milk, and the ARC county payment scheme. Those are the big three. And then the one new program that you heard a lot about today, that's the vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease.
House Ag Ranking Member and Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson says, surprisingly, farmers testified that enhancement of the crop insurance program is more important to them than the Title I safety net provided in the Farm Bill. The key is going to be finding money for the Farm Bill, according to Chairman Conaway. He says the committee is facing a potential $10 billion cut based on the 2018 House budget.
So once that's finalized, if in fact we wind up having to come up with $10 billion, then we will come up with it, as all the authorizing committees will. The budget committee gave me great flexibility in making that happen if that's the case, and so we'll make it happen. I'm not giving anybody any ideas at this point in time because I don't really think it's going to happen, but if it does, we'll make it happen.
Conaway also told the crowd that he and Peterson are committed to getting a farm bill done by the end of the year. In other news, Cargill has reached an agreement to acquire the animal feed business of Southern States Cooperative. withholding terms of the deal. Cargill released a statement last week saying it expects the transaction to close within 90 days. Cargill says the transaction will better serve its customers in the United States and is part of the company's feed and nutrition's growth strategy. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. On vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Edge, and Escape. Offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is, of course, agriculture. Well, here we are, the beginning of August, and it appears that crops across the Midwest, beans and corn, aren't looking as good as they did a year ago. We'll have an expert to tell us what he knows and sees right after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It appears as we look across the Midwest, corn and bean fields, there are a variety of conditions and expectations for yields. And Brian Basting with Advanced Trading of Bloomington, Illinois, has a variety of answers as to how conditions look. Overall, though, it appears that a lot of the cornfields aren't looking as good as they did a year ago. Right, Brian?
The perception at this point is yes. Most of the major states maybe won't quite reach that 2016 level. It's still premature to say that for sure, however, but all indications today are that several of those states, not all of them, may not reach that 16 level.
We've been hearing that Minnesota may have perhaps the best corn crop so far this year. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, that's what we understand. Some exceptional conditions in a lot of key areas. Minnesota, they've had some really good timely moisture this summer. Temperatures haven't been too extreme, so that's the perception we get of some of the best corns in Minnesota this summer.
And what are you thinking about the overall yield average for corn this year? Are you down as far as 160?
The perception that we have at this point is that perhaps it's shy of what the USDA is indicating at 170.7. Our bias at this point, given the crop conditions and what we see today, is that it may be a hair under 165, maybe in that 164, 164 and a half range. Again, that number is going to change, as we all know, as your listeners know, between now and harvest, but that's where we're leaning today.
And is that where the market is trading today, in that 164, 163 range?
It feels that way. You know, I think as we go forward, the market may be a touch higher than that, just because of what's happened the last 3 years. We've had some stellar yields in 14 to 16, and even a 15 yield exceeded our expectations.
And as we watch the markets being impacted by the weather, when will we have an idea that this corn crop is made?
I think that the seed that we've planted with our folks that we work with is that this year, what's going to be the challenge is the export market. This fall especially, with that record crop that they're in the midst of harvesting in Brazil, those bushels are going to displace the U.S. bushels. So here's our key point. Even if we do trim this corn yield back a bit from what we're looking at today, that could be easily offset by some strong, strong competition in the export market from Brazil and Argentina this fall.
That's Brian Basting, an analyst with Advanced Trading in Bloomington, Illinois. You can find Brian on the internet at advance-trading.com. Back after this.
Summer fun is finally here, and that means time for adventures.
This is Dave Esker at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Drive and discover your true north.
with the all-new 2017 Jeep Compass. It gets 30 miles per gallon highway, and it's 4x4, so you'll be free to roam in any direction. Affordable and well-equipped, it's everything you want in a value-priced SUV. Stop in to test drive one today. Whatever your adventure may be, drive and discover the many ways to get there with Twin Rivers. West Court Street, Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
61 degrees in Marysville this morning. The stretch of unusually mild mid-August weather continues for another week, with mid-70s on tap for a high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Rookie Jacob Junis pitched 8 sharp innings, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 9-1 to split their doubleheader yesterday. Nelson Cruz homered twice and drove in 4 runs as the Mariners held off the Royals 8-7 in the first game. Whit Merrifield homered in both games for the Royals. Junis, who was added to Kansas City's roster as the extra 26th man for the Twin Bill, allowed 1 run. He retired his final 19 batters after giving up an RBI double to Danny Espinosa in the second inning. Junis walked none and struck out a career-high 7. Melky Cabrera hit a 3-run homer off Aramzo Ramirez during a 4-run third inning. It was Cabrera's first home run since the Royals acquired him in a July 30th trade with the Chicago White Sox. Mid-America Network Sports.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2017. Sunday, August 20th at Prairie Bend Casino and Resort. Starring the Turtles featuring Flo and Nettie. The Association. Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night. The Box Tops. The Cowsills. And the Archies Ron Dante. For tickets, go to prairieband.com. Don't miss the Happy Together Tour 2017. Prairie Bend Casino and Resort. Epic Entertainment, Highway 75, north of Topeka.
Kansas sophomore Malik Newman scored 32 points as the Jayhawks routed the Italian All-Stars A2 118-17.